The Democratic field for the 2020 presidential nomination is crowded with names like Bernie Sanders, Kamala Harris, and former Vice President Joe Biden. With there being more than 20 confirmed candidates, it can be easy for some to go unnoticed. I spoke with a Florida candidate who says he's still working to get more recognition. Mayor of Miramar, Wayne Messam, put his name in the hat back in March. I'm Blaze Ganey, and I'm here with Miramar Mayor Wayne Messam, who is running to be the next president of the United States. For listeners who may have never heard of you, tell us about yourself.
My parents are immigrants from Jamaica. My father was a contract sugarcane cutter. I was born, obviously, in Florida, where I grew up, and went on to earn a scholarship at Florida State University to play football at Florida State. Was on the first national championship team in 93. Student government vice president while at Florida State, pledged Alpha Phi Alpha while I was there on campus, and actually was even homecoming king in 1995. And I am now the mayor of Miramar, Florida, Florida's 13th largest city.
Okay, and being the mayor of a city of around 150,000 residents, some might wonder, how do you expect to go from that to running a country of more than 300 million?
I've been against the odds all my life. You know, growing up in a small rural town, they said I could never come out of South Bay and earn a scholarship at Florida State. I did it. People said I would never win student government vice president, you know, as a student athlete. I did it. People said I'd never put on an NFL uniform. I did it. When I ran for mayor in 2015 and I challenged the 20-year incumbent, they said I was foolish. I would never be the first black mayor of Miramar. I did it. I've always taken on tall orders, tall challenges. In fact, when you look at our past two presidents, our last two presidents were not your traditional candidates. In fact, before President Obama became president, you basically vice presidents and governors were who could be elected. President Obama was elected as a freshman senator, so who started his presidential campaign the minute he was elected into the U.S. Senate. And I don't have to remind you about our current president, and the odds of him winning, and he won. So our last two presidencies were not traditional candidates, so why should I be any different?
So both of those presidents really ran on ideas that uplifted a community that felt as if they hadn't been attended to and were able to increase the voter turnout in many states because of it. What are some of the ideas that you're running on?
Well, I'm running for president of the United States to give Americans a second chance at the American dream. You know, my parents came to this country in search of the American dream, and I'm a beneficiary of that. When you think about the American dream, many hardworking Americans are finding it more and more difficult to be able to live their lives, express their lives, either because of issues from an economic standpoint and not being able to find a high-paying job, to access to health care, or not even finding or being able to afford housing. There's just so many issues that are stopping Americans from reaching the American dream. And when I look at my track record as a mayor in one of the country's fastest growing economies in the country, in the city of Miramar, we've done some great things here in the city of Miramar. We banned the box in Miramar. We passed the living wage in Miramar. We're actually beating out China for jobs and manufacturing, where companies are enjoying such a strong economy in our city that they're choosing to stay in Miramar opposed to going to China when they can. So I want to be able to leverage this experience and be able to transfer that across this country. But as mayor, we're closest to the people. We don't have the luxury to shut down our governments. We have to make sure that our cities are operational and working for our constituents. And I want to bring that fresh approach to Washington.
Other candidates have also said similar things. What is it about you that will separate you from that pack? And what do you say to those who think going from mayor to president is just too big of a fish to fry?
Mayors have a unique perspective. I can talk about what it means to invest hundreds of millions of dollars in infrastructure and improving our stormwater drainage system, our drinking water utilities, our streets. Because I did that. I put that together with my staff here in the city of Miramar. The senator can't say that, you know. So unless you've been a mayor, unless you've, you know, have been in the position where you can directly impact people outside of being a legislative person who's in Congress, You can't speak from that standpoint. In fact, when you look at just social justice in our country, I banned the box in my city, which means that we don't ask the question in the city of Miramar if you've been arrested, because we feel that you should not be discriminated against because you've made a mistake in your past that's caused you to get arrested. But you want to change your life. You want to get back on track. We want to ensure that you have every opportunity to get a job and not be discriminated against. I think if you ask most Americans across the country if they support that, they will say yes. I can say I did that. See, I've led on these very important issues that are important to the American people. So when folks say that this is a tall order or too big of a fish for fry, which you said earlier, I think my experience is much more compatible to meeting the needs. So the question shouldn't be what qualifies a mayor from being qualified to being president. The question should be, what does Washington experience have in meeting the needs of the American people?
All right, thanks so much for your time today, and good luck going forward.
All right, thanks so much. Really appreciate it.